We're talking on this show this morning on Do You Not Breakfast to a couple of stars from Still Game. Please welcome along Ford Keenan and Sanjeev Kohli, a.k.a. Jack and Naveed.
This is lovely to be on MFR, isn't it?
So you guys are back on TV tonight. Been a good few years since we've had new episodes of Still Game. Is there anything you can tell us from what we're going to see tonight?
I'm not giving too much away when we say that there's a whole storyline about future catalogue. You know these wee pamphlets that fall out of the Sunday papers, and it's all that stuff from the future.
Yeah.
Everyone gets a copy of this and they all buy something from this catalogue. So it's very funny.
Can't wait, and it's on at 9:30.
9:30 tonight.
10:20 in Inverness.
So it's been a good, nearly 10 years since we've seen new episodes on the telly. Was it 2007?
No, it's been a rubbish 9 or 10 years. I haven't fed the wains. It's been not a good 9 or 10 years.
A good 9 or 10 years.
Awful.
It's been a grim 9 or 10 years. Delighted we are to be back. We played the Hydra, of course, in 2014, and then discovered that our fingers were twitching to write still, even after we'd done the Hydra, and then we said, right, what are we going to do with these ideas? So we approached the BBC and asked them if they would be good enough to let us write another six, and they said yes, so that's why they're here.
Does anything ever happen in the live shows that you think we've just got to go with this, or...?
I went on fire.
What?
Because I don't know if you know, Naveed's clothes are mostly man-made fibres, and the beard is also sort of plasticky. When it gets a bit dry, I can combust, and it happened on show 8.
Wow.
I just had to get doused, the understudy came on. And I think for a lot of people, it was their big night out that year. And from where we are, backstage, we can hear two fights kicking off.
Oh, my
word.
In
the audience. There was security guards running in both directions, trying to chase these two guys. I mean, poor Ford had to basically shout over at that. Do you remember Ford?
Mm-hmm.
It was...
Yeah, and on a brighter note, I mean, all the security guards at the Hydro now carry tasers.
That's perfect.
Something that we thought... It's printed on the back of the ticket anyway, so everyone knows.
No photographs or you will be electrocuted. Listen, we were asking some of our listeners to ask you guys a question. I've got a question from Stephen in the Black Isle, right? Tam doesn't like to spend money. Why is Tam so tight?
Well, it's in his jeans, his wallet, and it's not coming out. No, he was based on a friend of mine. I'll not name him, Martin Kane. I'll give you an example. Somebody had complained to him one day. The guy said, is there an ombudsman for fruit machines? He said, well, I mean, I've just lost 90 quid in a Simpsons fruit machine in Noble's Amusements in Partick. And he went, oh, that's bad. And I don't think there is an ombudsman. As soon as the guy left, Martin got in his car and drove down there and put 3 quid in and won 45 quid at the machine. So Tam got based on him.
Now, you've got some great characters in this show. One which is from our patch, from Elgin. Innes from Elgin. Is he going to come back? And can we learn a bit more about him?
That episode, if you remember, that Innes does something in Isa's toilet. I've got a picture of that with Edith. It's taller than it, and she's standing next to Gurning, so that's the picture that no one else has got.
Very good. If you're having your breakfast this morning, all the best with that.
Yeah, yes, enjoy that.
Right, now, we did an interesting topic on the show the other day. We're talking about TV shows that everyone likes, but maybe you've never seen. And this lady got in touch to say she'd never seen Still Game, and we were like, what are you talking about?
If you're seeing it for the first time, you're not going to feel lost out that you've not seen the episodes before, because it's a wee world that we're desperate to invite you into, to have a look at. It's pensioners taking care of business and looking after themselves and each other. It's too sad what we do with pensioners in this country. We don't pay them enough attention. They're valid people, and that's what we're trying to do. Make it funny, but valid.
Well, you're doing a brilliant job with it. Ford Kiernan and Sanjeev Kohli, thank you very much for joining us on the show.